Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 64 of the Sunday League Pundit Show. We are in slightly different surroundings this week because we're in the house, not in the gym slash shed slash...
gym thing. Shed thing.
Dog house. We're actually in the house. We're watching the Tamworth versus Tottenham game, which is almost at half-time, actually. So we're going to sort of... the first half is going to be a bit of a watch-along with their second half when it kicks off.
I was going to say, bit of a watch along. There's one minute 30 to go.
Well, I'm in the second half. So, to start episode 64, do we have a Jim Jam, the Statman stat?
Yeah, so there was one that I saw that was funny, that was basically Ryan Giggs could give every single member of the Arsenal starting 11 of his Premier League trophies, and he'd still have more.
The thing is... Giggs could give every single member of the Arsenal team a Premier League trophy, and Mikel Arteta would still find a way to lose them.
Yeah.
So it'd be a waste of time, really, wouldn't it?
It would indeed.
It'd be an absolute waste of time. But so, yeah, so that is your stat for this week, is Giggs could hand out 11 Premier League trophies and then still have more than each player that he'd handed one to. Mm-hmm. Brilliant. Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 64. So we've got FA Cup.
You sound really, really excited for that.
Why?
Welcome to episode 64.
Yeah, but it's
you
like...
you love the FA Cup, though.
It's getting boring. Are you
winning it further on? But, like, we're at a point at the minute where, like, Tamworth are playing... Well, we've got Arteta. He doesn't know knockout football. He can't do knockout football. Arteta is an assistant manager in charge of a Premier League team. It's embarrassing.
How much he loves his manager.
It's embarrassing, the fact that he's still there. I don't know how he's still in work. I don't get it. Because he's not a manager. He's bloody useless. Anyway, that aside, let me just get some of the results out that have depressed me.
Well, I mean, the week started with Nottingham Forest beating Wolves 3-0 and Gibbs White scored again and... ran over to
Gibbs
the crowd
White.
And put his fingers in his ears again.
I don't blame him. I think Gibbs White is a fantastic footballer.
He is very good footballer.
And I think he's three times the footballer that Mikel Merino is.
Yeah,
we went out and spent big on Merino, who I don't think is very good at all.
So Forest are looking very strong at the moment.
The amount of comments I get saying, you're not a real Arsenal fan, we don't want fans like you near the club, blah, 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 blah. Listen, I've supported Arsenal since 1984, probably 85 actually. So I've supported them a long time. So nobody can tell me that I shouldn't support Arsenal or I'm not supporting them the right way. Shut up. I've no interest in anything you've got to say. I've supported them for years and years and years and years and years. I will continue to support them. I just have an opinion that the current manager we have is shite. That doesn't mean I don't support Arsenal and I don't want them to win, right? Point proved. Forest 3, Wolves 0. Forest, for me, ran the game. Deserved winners. Yeah. And they're going to be a force this season. What was the next game? Arsenal 0, Newcastle 2. Why was it? Why was it Arsenal 0, Newcastle 2?
Because Newcastle played with passion and they threw their bodies on the line.
That Arsenal don't?
A striker.
Thank you. How long has Mikel Arteta been in charge of Arsenal?
5 years.
5 years, that's the dogs that are going to keep barking because we're in the house. 5 years.
Yeah.
Apparently, 5 years is not long enough to buy a striker that isn't a friend of Mikel Arteta. That's why we've got Jesus, because he's meant to be a striker, even though he's not. Although he can score five. Hey, chill out.
And he's gone.
That was going to get way too much.
So obviously I watched that game, and obviously me and Tin are just may have just slightly been digging at you before the game.
But do you remember last week on the podcast when we recorded it? What did I say last week?
I don't know. I said
Newcastle are far more likely to get to the final than Arsenal are because Mikel Arteta does not know what he's doing in knockout football. So I was right. Yeah. All that slagging off I got last week for saying Mikel Arteta doesn't know what he's doing, and then we go and get beat 2-0 by, quite frankly, quite a poor Newcastle. They weren't great on the day. Arsenal were far better football inside, passing it about, kept possession.
Was it 22 or 23 shots as well?
We've got nothing in the top third. Nothing.
Unfortunately, it was the ball's fault.
The ball that
he's used in previous rounds with any complaints. And because I've listened to the Fozcast and stuff, and they talk about the game. So as soon as a Premier League game is over, when they start training, they switch the balls and they start using the match balls from the Carabao Cup competition that they're going to do, like they do when they're playing Champions League. They swap the balls over. So they are training with the match ball that they're going to use because they get X amount. And that's part of the kit man's job, to make sure that they're using the right equipment to prepare for a game. They may only get one a day to use it, but they've still used the same ball as every other round.
Hear me out.
Yeah.
Newcastle got to play with a different ball. Oh, no, wait. They played with exactly the same fucking one. Yeah. What are you moaning about? Whether the ball was at fault or not, Newcastle had the same ball.
Yeah.
Or were they playing with two different footballs and I just missed that bit?
Yeah.
Stop moaning. You sound like Klopp when he said it's too windy or it's too wet. Shut up.
All I'll say is Newcastle wanted that game more. The show more passion wanted it.
I disagree with that. Because I think Arsenal played better football. We're just toothless. We have nothing up front. If we'd have bought Isaac, Gorkarez, Watkins, any of them in the summer, any of them, in any summer for the last 5 years, any summer for 5 years, we'd have won that game.
You probably could have signed Tony as well.
We would have won the league 2 years ago when we were 8 points clear at the beginning of March. We'd won it last season when we were 4 points clear or 5 points clear or whatever it was. All we needed was a striker. Oh, and guess what? We didn't need to get rid of Ramsdale. Because Ramsdale, I still think, is a better goalkeeper than Raya. I don't think Raya's that good. And his distribution, I'm sorry, if that's why you've bought him, that shows why Mikel Arteta should not be a manager. Because his distribution, quite frankly, is okay. Sometimes he makes great passes. Sometimes he gives it straight to the opposition.
The big question is, though, how long are you going to stick with him for?
Who, Arteta?
Yeah.
I'd have got rid of him 3 years ago. So, I don't know.
What a surprise. There's the sound on your mobile again.
I don't know what you're on about.
Anyway.
But most other clubs probably may have given up by now.
No, most other clubs would have given up by now. Because most other clubs have ambition to win things. We don't. And the reason we don't is because we're still signing Mikel Arteta's friends. Yeah. And we're still not getting anywhere. And as I've been saying for a long time, Arteta's not good enough. He's not a real manager.
I think this podcast needs renaming just to the Weekly Gooner Rant. It seems like that's what it's turning into.
That could be the name of the podcast this week.
Yeah. Weekly Gooner Rant.
The Weekly Gooner Rant. Because It's just embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Well, we'll move on to another game.
And
so,
to be fair, I don't know why you're moaning, because you've got no ambition either. Because you've still got the biggest waste of space managing your team and all. He's got any manager that comes in, any manager, and I don't care who you're managing. If you come into a club, like your manager that you've just got rid of.
Yeah.
When you go to a club and you go, okay, I want to play this way. Yeah. Amorim, prime example. I want to play this way. Yeah, but them players aren't quite cutting it. Don't care. I want to play that way.
Yeah.
But that's not going to work with that set of players. Or the other one, if that doesn't work on the day, what are you going to do? Well, the same thing. Yeah, but what's your plan B?
There is no plan
B. Do plan A better.
Yeah.
Well, but plan A is not working, so give me something else. Real managers, yeah. Real managers, Eddie Howe, Sean Dyche, Graham Potter, Arsene Wenger, Alex Ferguson, Jurgen Klopp, name any of them.
Using Sean Dyche is a good example right now.
He's a
not
good...
the right time.
Anybody else in that Everton team, they'd be in the Championship already.
Mm.
Any other bloke in charge of Everton right now, they'd be in the Championship. And I know that because the three Everton fans that I know around here have all told me the same thing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Everton fans, I just don't know them all.
Obviously that brings us on nicely. I think that Moyes is a really good appointment for him.
I reckon it'll work.
Again, a manager.
Yeah.
A real manager. I think he's great.
It's going to be interesting.
He might not play the most exciting football.
Or is it a case that you should never go back?
Well, didn't West Ham go back?
Yeah, so it
didn't exactly do them any harm, did it? So you say never go back, but why? Didn't Mourinho go back to Chelsea at one point and still win a league title or something?
Probably.
So it does work.
Yeah.
I think that works with exes and partners. I don't think it works with football teams and managers.
Yeah.
Bear that in mind. Same. You're only young. If you split up with someone, you split up with them. Don't go back to them. Doesn't work.
So, next thing, Ashton United beat Macclesfield in midweek, which, you know,
I was just
going to blip
over that this week.
But there is a video out there where Macclesfield fans and the community all rallied together to clear the Mac pitch for the game yesterday.
It was covered. That was amazing.
And they got the game on, and they won against FC United of Manchester.
They did.
If you'd have lost that game, I bet you'd have thought, I wish we hadn't bothered, we should have just called it off for snow. But no, we managed to get the pitch clear and...
somehow.
Yeah, they beat them 2-0.
I mean, playing on snow and stuff just isn't for everybody. We proved it can be done.
We did it when we went to play at Macclesfield, which is in one of our... I think it's... week 9 or week 10 of our podcast, we've got a video where we went up to Macclesfield because our football decided to have a game at Mac, and it snowed quite heavy that day, didn't it? First half was great. Come out in the second half, couldn't see the lines on the pitch. A lot of fun, though.
Yeah. And then the next day, I suppose that brings you on, Zach. I suppose you can tell us about the next game of the week. Yes, I know it's a shock. Disney Plus.
I must have clicked the advert by accident. That's the next game. So do you want to talk us through the next game? Which, by the way, was Wednesday.
Tottenham 1, Liverpool
0. Tottenham 1?
Shocking, isn't it? Okay.
I don't know what my daughter's doing upstairs, but it doesn't sound healthy.
Reincarnating 9/11, but okay, we'll just go past that.
So go on.
Anyway, Tottenham 1, Liverpool 0. Let's get back to this, to the actual podcast now. I was really, really shocked at the end of this game to find out we'd actually won. But it was well deserved, I'd say. Liverpool shocking. Tottenham were actually okay. Which is rare as a Tottenham fan to watch your team play, all right? Lucas Bergvall needs to be talked about.
I saw parts of the game, so
right,
Tottenham were probably
the Lucas Bergvall thing, right? Because there was a lot of controversy before he scored the winner.
Shouldn't have been sent off. First challenge was given as a yellow. It wasn't a yellow at all.
Right, and the second one?
The second one was a yellow, and it wasn't given. So in the end, he got one yellow. Was deserved.
Have you seen it?
I have seen it.
And what's your thoughts? Same, or do you differ?
It depends what ref you've got on the day.
Yeah, it does. Or what team's playing. Because if that was Arsenal and
Southampton, they're definitely
Kavanagh,
getting a
sent-off. We'd have definitely been sent off. Now, for me, the first one was nowhere near a yellow that he got booked for. And the second one was 100% a yellow.
Yeah.
So I, again, feel it balanced out and was eventually what it should have been anyway. But as usual, Liverpool fans will cry and moan. You should have been because it's always, it's never Liverpool fans' fault, and it's everyone's against them. And blah, blah, shut up.
It's been described as the most English officiated thing you'll ever see, because the wrong one was given as a booking, but the right result was still given in the end.
I'm not sure if that's English, really, at the minute. I think just getting the wrong result from 3 hours worth of VAR is the English way at the moment. We are the worst country that's introduced VAR, you know.
Oh, no.
Do you know, we take longer to come to decisions, and we've got a higher percentage of incorrect decisions than any other nation in the free world.
Yeah.
Well, which bit of it's not free?
There's quite a few countries that are not free.
Yeah.
But for me personally, I think VAR just needs to be ditched. I know it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
But it needs to go because it's not fit for purpose. They're not using it correctly and we're not getting the right results. I can accept with no VAR that sometimes decisions go against you. Yeah. The game's quick, the ref gets it wrong. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm perfectly fine refs making mistakes. I'm more happy than getting it wrong with VAR. I'm fine a ref making mistakes.
You do have to.
Completely fine with it because he's human.
Exactly.
What I don't like is when it looks, now I'm not saying it is, before anyone gets on the high horses and gets the thongs in a twist.
Too late. Right?
I'm not on about conspiracies and all that, but what I'm on about, when it looks like you've taken 2 to 3 minutes over a decision and then got it clearly wrong, it looks like you're intentionally doing the wrong thing. That's what I don't like. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I sent you a clip, didn't I? I watched a clip of Dermot Gallagher.
Yeah.
Reviewing.
I'd already seen it before you sent it.
Declan Rice. Yeah. And another, which escapes me at the minute, who it was.
Henry Lansbury.
Exactly.
But that was a few years ago, wasn't it?
Exactly the same situation, but without VAR.
Yeah.
Because VAR wasn't enforced when Henry Lansbury did it.
No.
So Henry Lansbury kicks the ball away, then gets booted. The guy that boots him gets sent off.
Yeah.
Now, Rice nudges the ball away a couple of inches, gets booted, nothing happens to, is it Veltman?
Veltman.
Nothing. And Dermot Gallagher looks at it and goes, yeah, the guy that kicks Henry Lansbury definitely deserved the red. It was aggressive, it was angry, 100% red all day long. Then he watches the Rice one and goes, yeah, I think that's about the right call. Yeah, nothing should have happened. It's the same situation. You look like you hate Arsenal.
Dermot is a complete and utter idiot.
Moron.
He just backs whatever decision's been made pretty much. It's very rare he goes against what the PG MOL have gone for.
Another alphabet community. I mean, they just need to just be honest. Just be honest about you. You go, well, you know, he's had a bit of a shocker this week, but it happens, he's human. Fair enough. The guys in the VAR should never have a shocker. You're literally watching a video of it.
Footage of it. And
in slow-mo, which I think half the time when it comes to tackles,
makes it look worse.
Slow-mo's not a good thing.
Still clear.
Because
slow-mo.
We have challenges on a Friday that someone will slide in, wipe somebody out, but get the ball, and we're like, yeah, cool, carry on. If you watched half of them in slow-mo, they'd look like a salt.
Oh, yeah.
But the tackles are absolutely fine. But I bet if you slowed them down, they'd look vicious.
It's like, for me, if you get the ball first,
you've got the ball.
You're fine, you've got the
ball. I've just turned the volume down. I've literally just turned the volume down.
Well, why'd you turn it back up again, then?
I didn't.
God, you're lucky, Tim.
Oh, I'll tell you what it is. I've put it on Do Not Disturb.
Yeah.
But there's 3 people in my phone that override the Do Not Disturb. It's for when I don't think anyone from work listens to this, but it's when I want to ignore work, I'll put it on Do Not Disturb.
Yeah.
But I've got you, Span, and my other half that will override the Do Not Disturb, and that was my other half messaging. That's what that was.
All right.
Just to explain.
Well, Tim Ribbs listens to this, I'm sure he's thrilled.
So, it probably means the actual group rather than just me personally.
Yeah, the group.
Yeah. There you go.
I meant you as a podcast. You are
unmuted.
You're very close to being in deep trouble.
Where were we, other than me?
Right, I was going to bring up, so we got our next games now. So the FA Cup has started, so we had a few games on Thursday. So Cardiff beat Sheffield United 1-0.
I was quite surprised by that, actually. Yeah. I wasn't expecting that.
There have been a few shocks.
Fulham beat Watford 4-1.
Everton scoring 2.
And Everton won 2-0. Now, the biggest thing on that is that they were saying that Ashley Young wanted to play against his 18-year-old son.
Yeah.
But the Peterborough manager said, why would I bring on a defender when we are chasing the game at 1-0 and we're still in it? Because Everton obviously scored their last goal in the 98th minute with a penalty. So
yeah, but
he said
really
it's not about nostalgia. He said if we were losing 2-0 and the game was over, he would have brought him on at some point.
Do you know what? And I'm totally with him on that.
But when they had a chance...
How can you, as a football... Not you, but how can you as a footballer verbally attack the opposing manager for not playing the right players?
Yeah. I mean, he says that it says on Pop Mob that he's a midfielder, actually.
I mean, talk about having preferences.
But if he didn't feel he was the right man to take him, but gave him a chance to get an equaliser in that game, then he'd done the right thing.
Well, why are you going to just play a young kid because everybody
his dad's playing on the other side?
Just because his dad's playing, what, you've got to play him? Well, how does that work? It's just not right.
Yeah, he might be disappointed.
Right, I think what we're going to do is we're going to have a quick break.
No,
because there's a lot of background noise, which I'm going to try and prevent. And then we shall come back very shortly and we will continue to watch the second half of the Tottenham Tamworth game, which has recently kicked off again. So we shall see you very shortly. Hello, hello, and welcome back from the break. Sorry about the end of part one. I've had to mess about and try and reduce some of the noise and stuff.
So
it gives us no warning when we've starting the other halves, by the way.
No, we
no,
didn't.
I just click record and then just carry on. These two are like, oh, we're starting then. Yeah, great.
Yeah, nice.
So, but then I do that every week, so you should be used to it by now.
Yeah.
You, not so much. You're not with us every week.
So we now got to Friday. So
we have got to Friday.
We had a good result with Wickham winning 2-0 against Portsmouth. Ha!
Anyone would think you got something against Portsmouth.
Yeah. Anyway, okay.
With a brain.
Moving on. So, Aston Villa versus West Ham. Mm-hmm. Now, West Ham were looking good for it. They were one up.
From the ninth minute.
And then Aston Villa had a shot that hit nobody and it was given as a corner. Don't know if you've seen it.
I have not.
Yes, I've seen this.
Wow, you're going to have to see it soon. We're going to have to find
this one. It's one of the most stonewall goal kicks you'd ever see.
Okay. Oh. I've just found the highlights. So, I'm going to see if it's on the highlights. You carry
on.
Who's
going to talk that? So, we'll come back to that game. So, we'll go through a few results yesterday while he's doing that. So, Birmingham have beaten Lincoln. Wolves beat Bristol City. Blackburn beat Middlesbrough, so Darrell will be happy. Liverpool beat Accrington.
Shock.
No shock there. Leicester beat QPR. Bournemouth beat West Brom. Plymouth beat Brentford, which was a bit of a surprise. It was Plymouth's first away victory of the season, so good result for them. Chelsea beat Morecambe. Exeter beat Oxford United. Brighton beat Norwich. Forest beat Luton. Burnley beat Reading after extra time. Stoke beat Sunderland after extra time. Leeds scraped against
Harrogate
1-0.
I can't say much right now.
Man City beat Salford 8-0. Coventry, the only game that's gone to penalties so far after 1-1, and Coventry have knocked them out. And Leighton Orient versus Derby was postponed, so we did lose one game there. Now, Manchester City had a few messages off people saying, oh, have you seen Man City's lineup and stuff like that?
Yeah,
and I'm kind of like that going, Okay, Ederson in goal. But he's been dropped as first team keeper since middle of December anyway. So,
yeah, so
in theory, he's a backup at the moment. Yeah. O'Reilly, obviously not playing every week. Simpson Pusey, not every week. Ake, he's a bit of a bit part into. You probably could argue that he could be one of the main ones. Nunes, he's probably a fringe player.
Yeah.
McAtee, definitely. Gundogan, I think he's a backup into, especially if we've got De Bruyne and Kovacic. Grealish had a good game for him, which you'd expect against Salford anyway. Two assists, and they gave him a penalty just to get a goal.
I think he needed that as well. I think fair play to him.
So he's obviously a bit part. Savinho, he has been playing, but he only played first 55 minutes, so you could argue that maybe he's a starter at the moment.
Yeah, he's
Doku,
definitely a starter.
He's been a bit of a bit part.
Doku's in and out.
And
it didn't show that.
Mubama, never even heard of him, but well done to him, he got a goal.
Sounds like he's come out of the Lion King, but
And obviously the substitutions they made, they just brought on Akanji, Foden, who's not played that many minutes really, and probably and Kovacic come on. So realistically, when I look at it, did they actually play a first team? Not really, but it just goes to show that their first team, just their second string, has some very good players in it as well.
Of course it does, but then they've got one of the most expensive sides going, so you would expect that, wouldn't you? The amount they spent. I mean, Grealish is a backup. He cost them 100 million.
Yeah.
That's like us saying that Declan Rice is a backup. He's never going to be a backup at Arsenal because we don't have the talent to stick in front of Declan Rice. Yeah.
But it's like we'll go to Liverpool and they say, oh, look what they've started. Yeah, they had Trent starting. Yeah. Kelleher, he's the backup, isn't he, over Alisson, you know. Yeah. Tomiskas, he's the backup for Robertson most of the time. Endo, he's obviously just starting playing centre-back at the moment. Yeah. He came on in the cup game. So obviously they might be having some problem. And Kwanzaa, so he didn't play that. Harvey Elliott, you could say he plays a bit more Premier League, but Morton. So Szoboszlai's not their first choice. He plays every now and again, but they're going more first choice. Cravenberch more plays that role. Jota's only just come back from injury not so long ago. For him to get 90 minutes was probably a big deal. Nunes, he's not playing every week. And then
we saw why in that game.
I don't know how to pronounce his name, but he was a 16-year-old that hasn't even played a minute in the under-21s for him, but yet got a start in the FA Cup. So,
that's a special moment. We had a close eye on him. We thought he was class.
I actually genuinely thought he was a real talent, you know.
I think they've took him from Chelsea because it seems they weren't very happy. I mean, he was on the bench when in the League Cup against Southampton, but didn't get to come on. So at the moment, he's just playing in the under-18s for them at the moment.
Gumoa, they called him, or Ungumoa.
Ungumoa, however it is. So we did all.
What a player, though, by the way.
But they've done all right. And then the FA Cup at the moment, we're obviously watching the Tamworth-Tottenham game. Hopefully we'll get the end result when we get there. But Tamworth are battling on still at the moment in the 67th minute at 0-0. And another game that looks to be heading towards extra time is Hull 1, Doncaster 1 at the moment. Wow. Have you now seen?
It didn't have it in the highlights.
Didn't it?
No, it wasn't there.
We'll just have to talk about it anyway. We'll describe it. So it was kind of a slice shot, but it went out for a corner anyway. It didn't look like a corner from that, but obviously the official, and they scored from the resulting corner. Fabianski, it was probably a Flappianski moment. He spilled the ball out and an Arna scored, and then that changed the game and Villa went on to win 2-1. But again, even if VAR was in, which it's not in operation at the moment in this round of the cup, they couldn't have done anything anyway because they can't change corners, even though it's a blatant mistake, and it would have took them 5 seconds to realise.
Yeah.
Should VAR be in for them moments? If they can do it that quick and say, Oh, you made a mistake there. That's a corner.
No, because there'd be really easy mess-ups and goal kicks would be given for corners and corners would be given probably for goal kicks if VAR was
involved. I think VAR should be scrapped, not given more power.
Oh, here comes the big guns now. Yeah, they're taking it serious.
I think the very last thing we need to do is give VAR more power. I think we need to get rid of it. So that would be my personal first choice, would be to just scrap it, not give it more power on goal kicks and stuff.
Yeah.
I would like to point out something, actually.
Yeah.
There's a guy on Instagram, right, and his handle is Boodsbants, right, which is BOODBANTS, Boodsbants.
Yeah.
And he came up with this video. Well, you have to be clear, don't you? Because otherwise people are not sure. But he come up with this, and I have to play this video.
It's quality, isn't it?
Because it's just brilliant. So, I think it's that one.
We know. Yeah. They sacked him. Robert Tagliatelle.
Cook like pasta.
He was only 1 point below Spurs.
Rottenham.
So how is Big Ant still hopping around like a kangaroo on the touchline?
Andrew.
What is going on?
Lost the plot clue.
He's still there shouting.
He's still we are, mate.
Maybe it's the goal difference.
We give it a go, mate.
Maybe they're comparing it to Overdraft FC.
Minus Chester.
I don't know, but this is his second season. We know. He always wins something in his second season.
What's the dog?
Not for Tagliatelle. He's only been there, 6 months?
Only just learned my way to training.
Standards are different.
Forgotten him.
And it could actually cost Spursy, because Potter looks to be going to West Ham.
Good choice.
I thought he would end up at Tottenham. He's actually, I think he's a good manager. Didn't really get a good chance at Chelsea.
Littles.
I mean, maybe. He had the option of Spurs and thought, you know what? West Ham got higher standards. They won trophies more recently.
Bottleham.
And he just said, yeah, forget that. I ain't going to that dump.
Wait. I absolutely love that guy. And anybody that listens to this, go and follow Boodsbants because he is hilarious. And his videos are brilliant. And they're lightning quick as well.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as the game's finished, he's got like 3 or 4 videos up about somewhere or another. He's absolutely superb.
He's quality.
And I would 100% recommend anybody go and follow the guy because he is brilliant. But yeah, he's got a point. It's like, have you got no desire, have you got no want to go further? Because these clubs, like even Southampton, you've sacked your manager, you've got someone else and you're trying something new. West Ham, sacked the manager, got someone else and trying something new. Arsenal, Tottenham, yeah, we're all right, just not doing anything. North London just seems to be dead.
It's a London
and they seem to be, well, it's a North London problem.
It's a North London problem.
Because I guarantee if Chelsea start failing, they will get rid of their manager.
Well, then again, West Ham so well. It's a North London thing.
I mean, it's going to be tough for them because Liverpool, it's only 1-0 and Liverpool can come back from that. But it'll be a very interesting final being Newcastle versus Spurs.
Yeah, because of how long they're both.
But for both teams, it'll be massive.
It will. I mean, it'd be an easy win for Newcastle. But, I mean, it would be an interesting final.
But if Spurs win that, is there a problem with Ange then?
I mean, first and foremost, they're not getting to the final. And secondly, if by some absolute miracle all the Liverpool players happen to die in the next couple of days and Spurs did go through,
they're not beating Newcastle. We might have players back by the time we play Newcastle.
But your players are garbage. So like whether they come back or not is irrelevant.
The good players might be back. The actual centre-backs might be back instead of playing that Dragosin.
Wait, Spurs have got good players?
Shockingly enough,
why have you never played them before?
Dragosin's not our main centre-back for some reason.
I don't think Spurs will get to the final. I don't think Arsenal will get to the final. I think it will be Liverpool, Newcastle, and I think...
I hate both
I call it now, I think Newcastle will win it.
I don't think
it'll be tight,
really.
But I think Newcastle will win it.
I hope Newcastle win it.
Because...
Well, actually, you hope Arsenal win it and actually pull the finger out.
Not while Arteta's there. It's not happening. There's no point in even dreaming. Arteta's just not got what it takes.
The thing is, though, it's not like you played the kids or anything. You took that game
serious.
I will be amazed if we get past Man United today. And Man United are garbage.
It'll be interesting to see how... I mean, the starting lineup should be out now for that game. to be fair.
My phone's on charge, so we'll let these two do the hard work.
Get
Why is your phone on charge?
Well, because it needs a bloody charge.
I mean, that's
all
Imperius
is watching. Oh, his kids today just sitting on bloody... Although, I'm saying that, and I've literally just played a bloody Instagram video because I like that guy, because I think he's great. So I probably shouldn't complain. Yeah, the lineup is out.
You got the Arsenal.
Is it?
Right, so I've got the Man United lineup anyway, because that has come through. So they are playing Bayinda in goal, so
who?
Not an eye.
There you go.
The one
Arsenal?
That... remember when Spurs played Man United and they
United
said...
the game against Spurs.
Yeah, where Forster and him were like the worst goalkeeping displays ever. It was like, who performs worse?
No, I don't remember that, but that sounds interesting.
Mazarai, so obviously they've gone with the first choice there. De Ligt, Maguire, Martinez, Fernandez, Hoyland, Garnacho, Dalot, Ugarte and Mainoo. So you would say that Man United are pretty much first-teamer. Have you got the Arsenal?
No,
not yet. Man United playing their first team. There you go, easy win for Arsenal.
I'll have to try a couple of different groups.
Twitter.
This is all team news soon.
Arsenal news.
Twitter.
Oh, there we go. Starting. You don't make it. Arsenal don't post it very conveniently on their Twitter. There we go. Raya, Timber, Saliba, Gabriel, Lewis Skelly, Jorginho, Mourinho, Odegaard, Martinelli, Jesus and Havertz.
Jesus.
So you're probably looking the fact that both teams are taking the game seriously, although he's got
How can you look at that fucking Arsenal lineup and tell me with a straight face that Arteta's taking that game seriously?
Because he's playing his mates.
You need to be an actor. You can't for a second tell me we're taking this game seriously when we've got Jorginho. We've got
Mourinho.
We've got Jesus and Havertz on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I mean, the only player you're really missing is probably Declan Rice.
Oh, it's a good job he's not one of the good ones, then.
Jesus Christ. This, honestly...
Honest, how can you look with a straight face and say we're taking that seriously?
I just wish Zinchenko was playing. Just to see
that,
your
that would be the, that would be the ultimate, and we don't want
and
to win
Sterling.
This
game. That would have been epic. I think that would have been the best thing we could have had. Say if they took out Odegaard and played Zinchenko, and who else should we take out of the team?
All of them.
All of them.
All of them, apart from Odegaard. And just start again.
Yeah, no, Martinelli, play Sterling.
That would be that the would icing be... on the cake for him.
Yeah, it would.
I feel like me and Jim are going to have a field day for this.
But, yeah, it's going to be interesting.
I'm looking forward to it.
You got to think, though, you've still got to be favourites for it.
Is there a favourite
for what, the
in
loss?
That game, though?
We're definitely favourites for the loss.
Is there a favourite in that game?
Do you know what there's going to be a favourite? There's going to be a favourite blunder by the end of that game.
Depends who wants it.
With both those attacks,
not
it could be 0-0 at the end of extra time.
I can't see us winning. Like, and even if we go through, what's the point? Because Arteta just doesn't know what he's doing with knockout football.
Well, you never know. You might be...
8 points clear and lose it again.
Or you might just, you know, be happy that you're progressing under Arteta and you finish second again. And that's it from the season.
I'm not sure
you
can say you're progressing
be happy
when you are. Like, this is 2 years ago, right? We were in a better position 2 years ago than we are now. We were in a better position last year than we are now. And we were in a worse position last year than the year before. So we're actually slowly getting worse with Arteta and friends. And what we need to do. It's basically, it's like the new version of Thomas the Tank
Engine.
He just invites all his mates in
this is your best.
Come on, Thomas.
Chance.
We'll all make you feel better. Arteta, you're a great manager, but we're going to lose in the semi-final against Newcastle when clearly we should be winning that game. Because guess what? You should have pulled your weight and bought us a striker. And you haven't. Because you wanted your mate Jesus in. Who, by the way, is shit at it.
This
then
is your
you
best
go and
year.
Sign Zinchenko. Yeah. There's a reason why City were happy to push Zinchenko out the door. Because he's shit. Then we go and buy Mikel Merino, who's another fellow Spaniard with the same name as the manager.
Yeah.
He's terrible.
I feel like with
and
the
then,
Jesus and
then
money.
The clincher, we go and sign Sterling. Is he even there? He's played, what, 8 minutes of football? Jesus Christ. We're paying the guy nearly 200 grand a week just because he's mates with Arteta to give him an easy life. I bet he doesn't even need to go to training. It's like, don't worry, mate. I'm never going to play you. I just wanted to make sure you were getting a wage. Honestly, it's just...
I feel like with the Jesus and Marina money, you could have bought someone much, much better. You
right, okay. Do you want me to put it into context for you on how bad I think things are at Arsenal right now? Now, you will understand the context of this statement that I'm about to make. I would quite happily, in order to get rid of Arteta, take Xhaka back at Arsenal. That's how bad I think it is right now. I would welcome Xhaka with open arms if it meant Arteta fucked off and did the right thing. Because he's fucking dreadful.
But if you're on about
we are never,
nowadays, Xhaka,
never, ever, ever going to win anything under Arteta.
Think is this year's your best chance to win it?
No. 2 years ago when we were 8 points clear was our best chance to win the league. 8 points. Not in August, not in September. At the beginning of March, we were 8 points clear. Sean Dyche would have won the league that year. Graham Potter would have won the league that year. Eddie Howe would have won it. Moyes would have won it. Or Moyes, or whatever the fuck you want to call him.
Going back to what I said at the...
Any other manager would have won the league from that position at that moment in time. Not our assistant. He managed to screw it up, chuck it against the wall, and backboard it straight into the bin. Direct hit. Arteta needs to fuck off.
Back to what I said at the start of the pod.
Don't know what you're on about.
It's not weekly, it's half an hourly.
I just honestly...
I don't think that's a thing. He's made it a thing. He's lost words.
I can't do it. It's just fucking hell. Honestly, that's what I'm going to put my bet on. Other betting sites are available. Other betting sites are available, but I'm going
to
go on William Hill now, and I'm going to put £20 on United to win by 3 or more goals.
Oh,
I really want to see
because I genuinely. Hoyland, Garnacho, Fernandez.
Yeah. United to win, but definitely not by three.
The thing is,
we've got Can't Catch a Cold Raya, right? Do you know everyone made a big thing out of his save last week when he scrambled back to the line and clawed it off the line? Do you know why that happened? Because the ball was hit directly at him and he fluffed it and it went through his hands. That's why he had to scramble back to the line to claw it out. That was his mistake. It wasn't a good shot.
90% of keepers
the guy,
have had that mistake.
Shit. Anyway, let's talk about something else. Anyway, Tamworth 0, Tottenham 0 in the 81st minute. You guys are playing well. How do you feel?
Just because you feel like rubbish does not mean you need to bring it down on me.
Very silent. The statistics are 81% possession for Tottenham, 6 shots on target, 4 big chances, 14 shots in total.
We're doing an Arsenal.
Tamworth have just had 6 shots, none on target, so...
It's happened. North London has joined forces. We're now doing an Arsenal. And I don't mean the teams have joined forces. The shockingness has joined forces.
I'm not even looking forward to the game now. Oh, man. Anyway, I genuinely thought Tottenham were going to be 3 or 4
up. I
mean,
it's like when I watch the Southampton game, it's like it's going to be on BBC Wales, so I've got to put up with the biased commentary.
Yeah, but this is what makes me feel like
I quite like biased commentary, though.
Yes.
Even when it's against Arsenal. Because it's the commentators. They're not making the decisions. They're not affecting the game. I think it's hilarious.
It
I love listening to, like, there's a thing called Mix LR, which is like a radio platform.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a radio app platform. And Stafford Rangers have got one, Macclesfield have got one. But it's Stafford Rangers fans that host it. And it's Macclesfield FC fans that host it. But I love it. Absolutely love it. I think it's so good that fans can just come out and you can tell they're fans. Because they sound like us if we were to commentate on an Arsenal game or a Saints game. Like, and you can tell when a decision's correct and they're going, well, that was wrong. Oh, he should have been sent off for that. And you can tell when it's just brilliant. I absolutely love stuff like that.
So
biased reffing grates on me beyond belief.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Biased commentary, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. I love it.
Yeah,
and like I say, even if
reffing affects the game.
I would listen to Arsenal versus Tottenham, listening to the Tottenham fans.
Oh.
Because it's all the biased commentary is great. I honestly, I love it. I'm here for it.
So, would you take Fan Zone back?
100%. Did you see some of their reactions in there?
I have seen some golden.
Yeah.
Absolutely golden. That
I think
stuff
it was so
best.
Better to have two but
who
one
didn't
fan from
listen
each
to
team.
That?
Yeah.
Who didn't have that on? You're mental if you weren't listening to them. Who wants to listen to the commentators that know all the stats and all the names and all the correct pronunciations?
It's like having...
I want the two guys there that are half-cut and can't pronounce Smith properly.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
It's the Arsenal-Tottenham fan zones that were always...
They were brilliant.
Thrilling.
But you
absolutely
do,
brilliant.
Even having, like, Neville and Carragher on a Man United-Liverpool game
it,
is great.
Because you can hear it in them.
You can sense the
You
bias.
Can hear it in them. Like when Liverpool won 7-0 and you've got Carragher literally just laughing at him. So I wasn't even commentating anymore. Gone past the point of words, just laughing at him. I'm like, this is what I want.
I mean, you do find that...
That's what you live for.
100%.
The problem is, the Gary Neville can take the losing a lot better than the Carragher's
Well,
can.
Obviously, because he's a scouser.
I was going to say, because Carragher's a scouser.
Carragher is a scouser, so he's going to be worse at, well, everything. Well, unless he's nicking something, he's going to be better at that. But everything else is going to be worse at because he's Liverpool, isn't he? And they are the worst.
Definitely.
This is not going to help Tottenham, you know. If this finishes 0-0 and then you end up with extra time or a replay or any of that, it's not going to go well for you guys.
A replay.
Well, you don't know, do you? It's still 0-0,
well,
by the way.
Based on every other result.
We're approaching the 86th minute. I mean, obviously, I'm telling you what's happening, but you all know what's happened already, because by the time this gets released, it's Tuesday morning.
This will be far gone.
This will get released on Tuesday morning, and this is happening, obviously, on Sunday, so you're all going to know the result. But yeah, this is...
But just let us have our fun.
This is not going to go well for you guys if it stays like this. You really, really need a goal. Bergvall literally just turned his back on the ball then as well.
I think that was a bad pass and a bad attempt at receiving the pass.
Oh, go on, Tamworth. Go on, make us happy. That was a really poor cross in then from Tamworth. I shouldn't want Tamworth to win, actually, because they beat Mac.
Mixed opinions, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, didn't we lose like 4-2 on the day? And Mac, to be fair, were actually the better team. And we still got beat 4-2.
The result
crazy.
Made it look like a spanking, but it was...
I was far from it.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
Tamworth were hugely uncomfortable during that game. Because Mac had the better of it for large parts, to be fair.
But the finishing was clinical.
That first finish.
The finishing
where it got Tamworth. Where it got played across the box and Mac's guy just had to get his foot on the ball and missed it. Yeah, that was horrendous.
One job.
So we're going to wait until this game's finished,
yeah.
I think, and then we'll go to break.
It's Werner, don't you?
Yeah, but if he passes it, he might pass it to someone that is actually capable of doing something. I think he's done him for handball.
What?
That'd be a little bit harsh, I think, if he has been done for handball.
A little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. It won't be completely harsh. It'll just be a little bit harsh.
Just say what you really mean. You thought it was completely fair.
Totally fair, yeah. That's what you get for having a cock on your shirt. It's your own fault.
This is totally why we need Fan Zone back.
Yeah.
It's exactly right. You know, got a cock on your shirt, you deserve to lose. So, worse than that, it's a cock and ball that they've got on their shirt. Look! Yeah. Look, there, he's got it on his chest there. Proudly sporting a cock and ball on his shirt. Oh, God. Oh, dear me. Shocking. Right, 88th minute. Literally just minutes left, and it's still 0-0. And to be fair, neither one of them looked like scoring.
This is what makes me hate football fans, though, because I've seen wild predictions these past 2 days, and I've shown them to you. I've seen 2 8-0s, and I've seen 1 11-0 toward Tottenham. It's 0-0 at the 88th.
This is brilliant.
So fans need to lower their expectations. Not even a bit.
Oh, get up. I mean, this is the epic first shot. Oh, they ruined it.
It was just the last ball through from Tamworth.
Just
there.
Imagine if it happens again.
You two would never let me forget that.
It'd be on video. We'd never have to forget it.
This happening on a podcast, you would never, ever let me live this down.
I mean, I wouldn't let you live it down anyway. You're my son. So you literally, until the day I die, you will be hearing about Tamworth beating Tottenham. Unfortunately, you've just got to deal with it. It's your own fault for picking a club that's got a cock and ball on its chest, really, isn't it? Sad times, Alice. Sad times.
Oh, God. Will Smallbones turned up at fucking ground.
sounds like you're really happy about that.
About that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, great. Does that mean he's playing? Our manager did say he's looking forward, because in Italy and Croatia they say that the FA Cup's a big deal and they watch it and stuff, so he's looking forward to managing his first game in the FA Cup. So I'm hoping he is going to take it seriously, because as the worst team...
I'm sorry, but you can't not take it seriously.
As the worst current team in Premier League history, we really have to take the Cup seriously.
You've got no choice but to take it seriously.
You don't need to do a Wigan.
Although, to be fair... Arteta's got no choice but to take it seriously. And I've just seen the lineup. He's not taking it seriously.
Yeah, but that's the team he played in the Premier League, Bob Rice. True. So,
again,
I think he is taking it seriously.
I don't think he takes the job seriously. I don't think he's taking the management position seriously.
But yeah, Southampton need to do a Wigan this season.
I think it would be more like doing a Birmingham.
Anything. We need to do anything.
It'd be a mix of doing a Wigan and doing a Derby.
Well, Wigan won the FA Cup, didn't they?
Yeah, Birmingham won the League Cup and got relegated.
Didn't Wigan get relegated, though?
Yeah, but they didn't win the League Cup.
No, they won the FA Cup.
Yeah, you're not going to win the FA Cup. You need to take it seriously, but you're not winning it.
Yeah, but we have to win the FA Cup.
Yeah, but why do you think I said Wigan? Bear in mind, these are FA Cup
games. I know why you said Wigan. I don't get why he's saying Birmingham. We already got screwed over by the refs when we played Liverpool.
But he's retarded.
Yeah, to be fair.
Because he wasn't there.
Yeah, you did.
But then again, he's a bit retarded. So.
That wasn't a great game, really. They've got to be your fans that keeps panning to, because they look miserable. You imagine travelling all the way from where the most Tottenham fans live? Scotland. Yeah, all the way from Scotland to Tamworth. Just to watch your team be this poor.
Scotland.
Tottenham fans seem to live in Stafford.
There's loads of them, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's loads of them around here. It's embarrassing. We play with loads on Friday, actually. So they turn up bloody pain in the arse. I know far too many.
I'm hoping the weather's better, because obviously we couldn't play on an all-weather pitch this week.
Oh, yes. Our Friday football got cancelled because we were not allowed to play in the current weather conditions on an all-weather pitch. I can't even tell you how disappointed I was that we weren't allowed to play football that Friday.
I really needed
it. About it till the moment he went.
I really needed it. I think I'm going to be moaning about that until we play again.
Because it may seem like I'm happy on the podcast, but really I am living through misery at the moment. But, you know, that's for another day. That's for international break, probably.
That's definitely for international break. I think we'll probably end up going at least a little bit into that.
Yeah. Why I disappeared and stuff like that. Not giving full details, but partial.
Well, how deep you go into it will be totally up to you. I'm debating on enough what guest we're going to have on the next international break, actually. I'm thinking we might try and throw a female in there. Try and get some women's views on stuff.
Women's views on stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you got any?
Have I got any what? Women?
Women.
Like, you realise I'm spoken for, so...
I know, yeah.
I've got at least one.
Yeah.
Because I live with her. But I don't think she'll come on the podcast.
I was going to say... Yeah.
I was thinking more someone that we used to work with. Did you used to work? I think you worked there at the same time. Were you there when Kate was there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, right.
I was thinking of asking Kate, see if she wanted to join us.
The way you didn't say the name and just said, someone who you used to work with.
I had a feeling he would have known straight away
that's what it was.
That's what we were expected.
There would have been no other women that we worked with at the time that we would even want the opinion of on the podcast, to be honest. But yeah, I might have a word with Kate and see if she'll join us for the next international break. That was definitely a foul, by the way. It would have been nice for the Tamworth striker to get through and smash one in the top corner. But
it wasn't stolen by the defence anyway.
Definitely did foul him on his way through.
How much we would love this game to go to penalties.
I'd want this game to go as far as it possibly will. Like, I don't know, 30 all on penalties? That would be good.
That's for you to try and avoid time for the Arsenal game, though, isn't it?
Well, the later I can put off putting that on, the better, really.
Exactly.
Actually, when's that start? Starts half now. I need to put my bets on. So this needs to hurry up and finish so I can get my bets on before the game starts.
You do know you can put the bets on while the game's on.
Why are you refusing to put the
bets
on?
Yeah, but I like
now
to put them on before the game starts.
Before the game starts.
Like, why does this game have to end before you can put the bet on?
Oh, because I was then going to go to break. I didn't want to sit here putting my bets on while we're actually recording the podcast.
See, that makes more sense.
I'm rude, but I didn't think I was quite that bad. Ray, tell me that's not Chris Ray's son.
It probably is.
Do you reckon it is?
Yeah.
Hello. My five-year-old's just come in wearing a mum's boots.
We have a guest.
It kind of makes you feel like she's got small feet. Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Here's your female guest for the podcast.
You want headphones? Okay, we'll let you have headphones then.
Oops, ting. Okay. That would have hurt. That would have been loud.
But I wanted headphones.
You've got headphones now.
Hey, I heard you, Daddy.
Yeah, you did.
I don't have a mic.
Was that a foul?
Me and Daddy are sharing mics.
No.
I'm sorry, what?
We're sharing mics.
Oh, we're sharing mics.
So is this it? Is this now like the moment?
What football team just won? Yeah.
We've got 15 seconds Arsenal to go and Tamworth have got a corner.
Oh, come on.
It's it! Oh!
What a save!
No! God. Not a save!
That was a good save.
Oh my God. Come on.
It's a shame he didn't like...
I really wish
he
just... Yeah,
yeah. That would be so
any harder
bad
that was in...
That'd be so bad.
Do they have extra time or does it go straight
to extra time first?
It is extra time. They keep changing the rules on all the competitions now. I'm not sure what's what.
Yeah,
I do not know what's what.
The thing is, though, this is the point where, because of the whole European extending it, because we said it before, that Tamworth would have benefited so much from this going to a replay. And that's why it's now wrong. Because they should be able to now go to the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium to do a replay and get their money that would be quite important to a team like Tamworth.
It'd be massively important. It'd keep them going for 2 years.
And that's why
maybe even more.
They shouldn't have changed the rules of the FA Cup to favour just the fact that they're in Europe. Because these European teams, as proven by Manchester City, didn't even play the team but would play in Europe. So there's no reason not to have replays.
100%. I totally agree. But
is this a good time to go into a break?
The game is now finished, so we're going to go to a break. So I can stick some bets on and you lot can prove how bad you are at penalties when we come back.
Ivan Tony can do an Ivan Tony.
So we shall be back with you lovely, lovely people
momentarily.
Very shortly. Hello, hello, and welcome back from the break.
No warning again.
To part three.
No warning again.
We're about to start recording, boys.
Yeah. We're here.
Yeah,
so we've just started the extra time between Tamworth and Tottenham. I've got my bets on for the Arsenal game. One of them's...
How nervous do you feel now?
Well, we've got a real team out now, you know. We've got real centre-backs, better defence.
They've put all the first team on against Tamworth.
I'm not convinced taking off a centre-back and bringing on a left-back
actually better at centre-back than the centre-back himself.
So at the moment you have a full-back and a defensive midfielder at centre-back.
Just to clarify, Spencer's come on for Dragson and that's what we'll talk about, but you'll probably know anyway. But still, I feel like the full-back is better than the centre-back himself.
And obviously Archie Gray is a defensive midfielder.
And for some reason he's quality at centre-back.
I mean, I've said it before, I think it's going to do him a world of good.
Where's the kid not able to play?
I mean, it looks as though you are going to beat them now, but it did take you to bring on Kulusevski and Son.
Might have been doing this the whole game.
I think no.
What if Kulusevski's actually been playing that whole game? What if we had a real defence since the start? He looks happy to be there.
I mean, the longer the game goes on, then the more that it plays more into Spurs' hands,
I would say,
because of the energy required. I mean, all these guys are going to be absolutely knackered for work tomorrow, whereas Spurs are going to get the day off.
And that's a massive difference as well, isn't it?
You know, these are going to be like plumbers, electricians and builders and whatever other job.
It's the conversation in the morning for work. Why were you late? I was playing against Spurs and it went into extra time.
Yeah, your boss ain't going to be bothered about any of that.
Your boss is not going to take slack for that. It's going to be an interesting conversation in the morning.
Oh...
It is all Tottenham, to be fair, at the minute, but...
It has been the whole game.
Yeah. But Tottenham are actually showing that they can do something now they've got the actual team on.
This is where you hope that Tamworth just go up the other end. What a player he is. He's doing well.
He's giving it
some. The number 19, whoever...
He's definitely giving it some.
There are some standout Tamworth players this game. There have been some standout.
Which is surprising because they were shocking against Mac.
I was going to say, because we...
That was probably
that was
a pass
back, 100%.
I think that was a back pass, personally, but the refs let him get away with it.
I think
because the one defender left it there, I think the ref has assumed it wasn't a back pass.
Yeah. I think that should have been rung up, really.
I'd have loved him to have headed that too hard then straight over the top of his own keeper. That would have been hilarious. But yeah, we're here. 97th minute. 0-0. It is all Tottenham, to be fair, but still 0-0. Still haven't found that breakthrough.
Oh, well done.
It was a shame that Tim wasn't here because, like I say, because I did watch a little bit of the Leeds-Harrogate game.
No, I completely forgot to mention the fact that Tim Roos wasn't with us.
You didn't actually mention who was here.
I didn't at all, did I? I didn't. Yeah, I didn't even
introduce
us this
week. Yeah, part three, Tim's not here. Yeah, you may have noticed.
Yeah, some of them may have noticed.
Introductions at the start, but you didn't this time.
No.
I know, completely way off the pace today, aren't I? I tell you what, I've had a rough couple of weeks.
But... They had a chance and they Harrogate went through and the Leeds player pulled him down. Now, for me, I wasn't convinced it was a penalty, but the commentators were like, if that weren't to VAR, they'd be overturning
it. Were you watching
it.
Leeds TV? Is that why the commentators were all for it?
Oh, Leeds is good.
BBC Red Button. I think it was Stephen Warnock that was commentating on it.
I think all right,
off the top
okay.
of my head. Who
he's on it.
It all keeps going back to the bias.
Who actually does the ref watch with Dermot, so he might it might have just rubbed off on him a bit.
Yeah, I think it might have done.
Wow.
But we got
that's
foul. All day foul.
All right.
I mean, I wasn't even looking at the TV, but there we go. So we got midweek Premier League games this week as well to look forward to.
I haven't been keeping track.
Have you not? Maybe you should.
I
Who
feel
are you
like
playing?
I should, yeah. I step out.
You got Arsenal.
That's this week. I thought yeah. that was next week.
Well, this week coming.
I thought that was next week.
No, that's this coming week.
Jesus.
I'm focused on the cops. This week.
Yeah, so the midweek games we've got Brentford, Man City, which probably Man City are coming back into it, so they could be getting more points. Chelsea, Bournemouth, West Ham, Fulham.
I don't know who's going to win that Chelsea-Bournemouth one, you know, because Chelsea are not exactly at the races.
And Bournemouth are flying a bit.
Bournemouth are decent.
Chelsea-Bournemouth have swapped roles insanely.
West Ham, Fulham. That's new manager effect with West
How
Ham.
How was that a foul? Yeah, Jesus Christ, this ref does not want Tamworth to win.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was ridiculous. Sorry, Jim.
Yeah. Yeah, so like I said, new manager effect at West Ham at home as well against Fulham. So Fulham have been doing
Who
all right.
Who's a Mac fan?
I mean, I'm giving that as a foul there.
What? You're never reffing a game that
Hold
I'm involved
on.
In.
Hold on. I'm kind of confused what I've just seen there.
He's
you saw
now.
Son run into the Tamworth defender.
Yeah.
Throw himself to the floor and get a free kick for it.
Yeah, but I thought it was a foul to Tamworth.
Oh.
That's no. why I'm kind of looking more confused now.
Yeah.
It looked like
no,
Son
no,
fouled
no, no, no.
him.
Well, it was more of a foul against Tamworth, but Tamworth got the ball.
Oh, what?
It's in. That is the worst FA Cup goal you're going to see this year.
Insane.
That's really bad.
And it was unfortunate on their keeper, to be fair.
Yeah.
That was really, really harsh on Tamworth.
Normally you'd see me
that
screaming and celebrating.
That is probably now game over.
Oh, no, no,
wait.
It's
I mean, that
game
was
over.
He's offside probably as well.
No VAR, so it doesn't matter. Oh, no. It's come off the defender as well. Got it.
That is just gutting.
That
is way around,
upsetting.
It wasn't offside.
It's an
okay.
own goal.
It wasn't offside. Because nobody from Spurs touched the ball.
It probably would have gone in anyway.
It was a cracking defender.
After all that, it was an own goal. Oh my
it's just
God.
A shame.
So, to be fair, it still stands that Spurs can't score against Tamworth. Because Tamworth have just scored against Tamworth.
If that was an attacker, that would have been a really good goal. He's lobbed the keeper cleanly.
Yeah, with his knee.
With his knee. Is that it all, lads?
Yeah, that is going to be absolutely gutting for Tamworth, that is. Absolutely gutting, because that was unfortunate.
I have no words for any of that. I have no words for any of it at all.
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah, so where else? So Forest play Liverpool. So that could be an interesting game in the midweek as well. then obviously we already brushed past it, but it is the North London Derby. Newcastle are home to Wolves. Leicester at home to Palace. Everton versus Villa. And then on Thursday, Ipswich Brighton. And then Man United Southampton.
It's been spoken
I'm not looking
about
forward to it
a lot recently. This Nottingham Forest Liverpool game could say a lot about Nottingham Forest and a possible keeping in the top four and maybe even a possible title.
And then you've got Villa again.
Yeah.
Two tough games that could be making your season.
Or breaking it.
Tough games.
I'm going to stick with breaking it.
Tottenham versus Arsenal, the North London Derby this time is going to be really, really interesting because both teams are off it massively.
Yeah, they're pretty garbage.
Mm.
Like this used to be a fixture everybody would look forward to.
Oh yeah,
probably even foreign fans, but it's dropping. Not because of the fans or the rivalry. Oh my god, the standards of North London are dropping massively.
Yeah, but I think that's the fault of both of the managers. Your manager doesn't know how to defend and refuses to even try. Yes. Ah, good. That serves you right because that's what you did to Mac. Spencer's just like shoulder bars there, go straight into the hoardings.
But then
they did that to our left back, so sod them. They deserved it.
And he still didn't get sent off, I don't think, did he?
No, he should have done that because that was awful.
Oh, yeah, he should have been off.
Yeah, I just think the standard of management of both Tottenham and Arsenal is way below par.
It's ridiculous.
And that's that, for me, is the problem.
Going on with North London
because your guy can't defend and our guy can't sign anyone that isn't a close friend. And
or
just,
sign an attacker. So we've
it's
got
just not working.
Relatively opposite problems, but it all adds together.
I think even Solanke would have done quite well at Arsenal. I don't think he's a title-winning striker by any stretch of the imagination, but I definitely think he'd have scored more than most of our players have scored this season.
I think if the rumours are true and you do sign Cunha, you'll win the league next season.
Not with Arteta.
If you sign Cunha?
Not with Arteta. He would find a way. We were 8 points clear. I'm sorry. If you're going to be 8 points clear, we still fail.
Without a striker. Cunha is a striker.
Yeah, but we failed because one of our defenders was injured. Because Saliba was out.
Saliba
I just don't think we're going to win. That was on ball. I don't think we're going to win anything at all with Arteta
in
charge.
Saliba is the statement of Arsenal.
And we're pretty much a one-man team, which was worked out the other day as well.
You are basically Saliba.
I disagree. Because when Odegaard was injured, we were awful.
Right, you are two players then. Your whole club relies on two players.
And an awful manager.
I wouldn't go along with the Saliba side of things. Cause
I don't think... I think we could... If Saliba was out and we played, say, Ben White or Jurrien Timber as a centre-back, I'd be quite comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Be quite comfortable with that. Don't get me wrong, they're not on the same level as Saliba, but I'd still be comfortable that they'd be able to do the job properly.
As long as you've still got Gabriel there.
But...
Saliba's the headboard that Gabriel rests on.
Yeah, but I think we could survive without him. But Odegaard being out is massive.
It's been proven that you can't do anything
without him. So Odegaard for me is head and shoulders above
anyone
else.
Why, like, you played Brighton and Odegaard didn't play?
He was on the bench.
Yeah.
Because Arteta doesn't know what he's doing. He wanted to give Mourinho a game. I've got to give him a best bud a game. Just pathetic. And this is why I got
he's
all that
really
slagging off for
enthusiastic.
Saying that he is like a Sunday League manager. Yeah. He just plays his mates.
No, you said he is a Sunday League manager. I'll rephrase that.
Half time, extra time, and unfortunately it's Tamworth 0, Spurs 1. Boo.
It is.
We wanted penalties.
It is really
what we'll do is we'll keep recording to the end of this game. And then we'll call it a day. But we will stay just to see what the Tottenham result is going to be.
Very quick interruption.
Yeah, me Littleman's just coming in for Toys for Adults. Okay. That's fine. Back in a sec.
Not such a quick interruption.
No.
And I'm back. Just like that.
And we resume.
And we're about to kick off the second half in extra time with your very convincing win against Tamworth. Convincing my ass.
Where'd you get convincing from?
Not this game.
Has someone said it to you? Is someone on crack?
Your new boom arm.
All right.
Because that's not tightening that properly. I've got spares, it's cool.
Just don't fiddle with it.
Is this how he normally is on the podcast?
Yeah, pretty much.
He's been really enthusiastic today.
I'm not looking forward to our game, I'll be honest with you.
Is that what it is? Is it just the dread of the build-up to Man United?
It's just the dread of not having a real manager. I just wish we'd got a proper manager.
You'll get an enthusiastic Arsenal fan when Arteta leaves, then, is the baseline of this story.
It's a long time, Ben.
Yeah.
The idea was definitely right. Tamworth are testing you still.
Yeah. We just want that equaliser. Just to make it interesting.
If that was a test.
I mean, it was the right idea. He hasn't executed it very well, but it was the right idea.
Mm-hmm. £100 million Jack Grealish ended his one-year goal drought against League Two Salford. It's like ending a drought in a brothel, mate. Nasty work.
Okay, that's funny.
I just thought I'd read that out.
There we go, finally.
We can score against Tamworth, and obviously it has to be Kulusevski that does it.
Yeah, it has to be one of your main players that you've brought on to embarrass the lower league's outfit. Yeah. But, you know, that's Spurs for you.
But then again, you've took it way too seriously this time. Arteta's took this way too seriously. He's started probably a team better than his first team. Gabriel Jesus up front is going to be lethal.
I don't think Jesus is up front. I think Jesus is on the wing and Havertz is up front.
That's going to be lethal, having Jesus on the wing to back up your striker.
Mm.
He's taken it way too seriously, Arteta has. It's disappointing.
I don't think Arteta's taken anything seriously since he started the bloody job.
The first team.
If I'm honest. Yeah, it's...
it's so awkward.
Well, I think this game's over now.
Yeah.
It has taken extra time in order to get there.
I think they've done really well, Tamworth, to get it there.
Tamworth have held it insanely well.
And this kind of just goes to show how much it should have been a replay.
I think denying the lower league teams that payout is awful, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just horrible.
Just another way.
Because it could keep them going for years.
It's just another way that the PGMOL, I believe it is, that do this.
No, it's the FA, isn't it, that make the choices.
It's another way that the FA are robbing the lower league clubs of what they deserve. Something we're gonna
it's
have
not
to
like
get used
Klopp's
to.
There anymore going, we play too many games.
No, but it's Slot complaining about anything he can find, and it's Arteta complaining about match balls.
Yeah, but Arteta's just embarrassing at the minute. He's embarrassing himself and everyone included in football. If
North
he's
London is embarrassing
moaning
right now
about the balls that they're using.
North London is embarrassing right now if we're talking about football levels. And I sound really slurry.
He's still drunk from yesterday, so I suppose. Yeah.
It's just a shame that they have to go home disappointed.
Well, it's not like they've travelled far because they're at home.
On both teams' behalves.
It is quite sad because they've put so much into it and they don't even get their day out in London, which is the worst part of it.
Because there'd be a lot of people going to that.
Well, I reckon even the Tamworth lads would be up for that.
If you'd have given these Tamworth lads the option of playing it here or at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, then they'd have chosen, you know, the toilet. They wouldn't have picked to play it here.
Yeah.
And now they've earned the right, in my opinion, by finishing 0-0 to then play the game there, and they're still not going to be allowed.
I think Doncaster, I think, have won it.
Doncaster have won it. 5-4 on penalties.
5-4 on penalties, so yeah.
Doncaster have beaten Hull. Fair play to them.
Yeah.
Tamworth have scraped a defeat against Tottenham, who have struggled, to be fair, let's be honest. I know it's not been your first team. Like, let's not get it twisted. It's not exactly
Although
Tottenham's
first
team.
Although we are looking at
team.
It and we are... About we're probably a good minute behind the actual game, so Tamworth have scored two. No, they haven't really.
It doesn't work anymore. He's used it way too many times.
We wish.
Yeah, but yeah, we've got 5 minutes, and the Arsenal game kicks off in 1 minute. So it could be interesting.
Ooh, should we turn on Arsenal United for you?
You're only going to miss a United goal or two in the first 5 minutes anyway, it's not a lot.
It's the way he had to cut it off and say no as quick as he could.
Well, this one's done, isn't it? Tamworth aren't coming back.
Absolutely.
They've put up a bloody good fight. They've been so good. And fair play to them. They've earned all the plaudits that they're going to get from this game. Because they have played really well.
I suppose the good news from the week as well that Bentancur's okay.
Yeah.
What looked quite nasty.
Yeah.
It looked
Jesus,
rough
I looked horrendous. I'd like Tamworth to score now, actually. That'd be nice. Good save, though. Fair play to him. That looked horrendous when he went down. Yeah. It's one of them where you think, he's in trouble.
He's done for.
He's in real trouble.
It was
trouble,
like,
yeah.
What... It just kind of didn't really make any... sense how it happened either.
No, but then how many are like that? That they just sort of fall and you think this could be serious.
The thing it was like has he had a stroke or something before and he's then gone to play
on?
Yeah,
this is
but he said it was nothing and it's just concussion. So
well it's a good thing that it's nothing serious because nobody wants to see any footballer go down like that and it be serious. So
no.
At least he's going to be okay. We can all sort of rest easier about that. But
then again, there's been enough scares to have reason for concern, like Christian Eriksen and the Euros
There's been loads. You've got, is it Locklear or something from Luton?
Tom
he's gone down twice.
Yeah,
you've definitely got reason for concern when they go down without being challenged.
And these things happen a lot. And usually when they go down like that, it is bloody serious. And you do worry about it.
Mm.
You do think like, this is pretty bad. But luckily, he's going to be all right. Bit of concussion that just, you know, messed him about for the day. That's certainly better than it being anything major.
Oh.
I mean, Tamworth are still putting their feet up, but they're still giving it some, so fair play to them.
And then they've just given it away.
They're trying bloody hard, aren't they?
it is good to see Son looking like Son again, because when have you actually seen him take his man on in this long?
I don't really watch enough of Tottenham to know
no.
whether he's changed or not, to be honest.
Well, I can confirm that he definitely doesn't like to take his man on much anymore.
Get a bloody hell.
Wow.
Has he just dived for a penalty?
It was a bit more than a dive. A dive's a bit of a weak word.
I think he realised that that was a bit pathetic.
I think somebody's got scored a goal.
Was he just embarrassed himself, was he? Is that what you're telling me?
Big time.
I think so, yeah. I don't know if he's embarrassed.
Basically, there was enough power on his face like that, and he jumped. Quite literally jumped up and leaped onto the floor.
I mean, they're still going for it, Tamworth.
It's what you do love to seeing the non-league
clubs. I like the fact that they haven't given up. The 2-0 down was only like 4 and a bit minutes to go.
And they're still giving it a go.
They're still throwing themselves at it. Like, you've got to give them huge, huge credit for what
they're
doing.
It's what you love to see, the non-league clubs.
I mean, they've done really well to get this far.
Non-league clubs throwing their passion on the pitch.
Fair play
for everything they can do.
Because a lot of teams would have given up by now. They're like, well, 2-0, game's over. There's not a lot we can do.
At least he actually picked the game for TV, though, as well.
Yeah.
Because there's so many times where the TV for the FA Cup, they always pick, like, Man United.
Yeah, they'll just pick.
Guarantee, no matter who they play, it's like...
Well, they have done BBC One, United Arsenal.
Yeah.
I mean, it is, to be fair, United Arsenal, which is probably why.
Which you would pick that.
That's a given, but, you know, seeing... Like clubs like Tamworth being televised and on TV, getting the fame they need.
Yeah.
Because this is what you'd regularly see on a football.
I'd rather see all the lower league teams in this sort of stage of the FA Cup. I'd rather see all of them on telly.
Yeah.
Than see the Premier League. I can see a Premier League team play on telly every week. So why would you not want to see some of the lower league teams that don't get that TV revenue? Like, help them out a bit. I get that they think it's more attractive if United Arsenal play than, say, Tamworth Macclesfield.
I mean, is Ange going to be disappointed by this result?
Yeah.
Especially
yes.
the
yes.
first one.
Yes.
And is
yes.
Because of the players that are out there.
I think because of the players he's had to put out and the fact that it's gone to extra time, he's going to be mortified. And so he should be.
These are still, quote-unquote, Premier yeah. League standard players. Or they're supposed to be.
I mean,
the way
I mean 3-0 Tottenham is very flattering, isn't it?
Very. Very, very flat. But what did we say? Towards the end of the game, the fitness levels are going to be massive.
Yeah. yeah.
And that yeah. basically has been the... It hasn't even been ability that's the difference between the yeah. two clubs. It's just the fitness levels of Tamworth have yeah. dropped, obviously. And Tottenham have just got that extra little bit to take them over this kind of, you know, 120-minute mark. But yeah, it's very, very, very flattering for Tottenham.
If you see the way Brennan Johnson just stands there after he scored,
I think
that
was more relief than anything else.
You'll notice that.
Genuinely.
So he's
going
to be looking
relief.
At that thinking, you know what, the build up to this game, very poor. He's going to be very disappointed by the effort that goes in. I mean, the ratings that they give him. I mean, FOTMOV ratings. So it's like the keeper, 7.5. Kinski, Porro, 8.4. Dragosin, 7. Archie Gray, 7.1. Reguilon, 7.9. Madison, 8.1. Bazuma, 8.5. Saar 7.2, Johnson 7.9, Werner 7, and Moore 7.1.
Werner on a 7.
Son 7.2, Kulaveski 7.2, Spence 6.8, Solanke 5.9, and Bergvall
20 minutes.
Yeah, and Bergvall 6.8. It's like sometimes I'm like, do they actually watch the game and stuff like that?
No, just throw darts at a board and whatever number it lands on is the rating they get.
Could you think to yourself, they've been playing a long time and Tottenham should have done a hell of a lot better than they did with the team that they put out? Oh, Palace are beating Stockport County 1-0. Eze.
That's what Tottenham should have been like. I mean, we're saying this. You have to give credit to Tamworth because they have played very, very well. They've put everything into it.
Tamworth have thrown themselves.
And they've really given it everything. And you can't deny that. But
look, they've got the player of the match even. Hayden Hollis.
I mean, Newcastle would put their team out with Bromley. So I'll go through Newcastle's team. Dubravka, Trippier, Shaw, Kelly, Target, Miley, Longstaff, Joe Linton, Almiron, Usula and Harvey Barnes. So they're still, a few fringe players, but they're still taking
so.
It. Bromley have scored.
Against?
Newcastle.
Wow.
While really? I've just done that, it's just come through. I've said that their starting lineup's gone
Jim
through.
Let's just say
that was thingy.
That Bromley are better than Arsenal then, because we couldn't score against them.
Yeah. So Congreve has scored for them, which is their left mid.
Jesus.
Can't see a lot else about it because
Arsenal couldn't score against
it's
Newcastle.
Coming through. It was just the fact I was looking at the lineup and thought, hold on, it's just flipped. Wow.
On that depressing note, I think what we're going to do is we're going to call it this week. Thank you very, very, very much for joining us. We should be back to normal next week. Back in the gym and recording with myself, Jim Jam and Tin Ribs.
Yeah.
And hopefully it'll be a bit better because it won't
wishing
be
him a
week.
Speedy recovery from illness.
I hope he's better by Saturday. So yeah, we hope he's better by Saturday. So get better, Tin. I'm not going to have the soon, but get better, Tin. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah, just at some point, sort yourself out.
Thank you very much for joining us, and we shall see you beautiful people next week.